Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush, he played for keeps. The enemy was all around, didn't Charlie ever sleep. Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back, he was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his soul in numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. Walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police and security, firefighters and EMS. This is a Veterans to Veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to serve and to help bring the truth to you through the Word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond we as veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and to hear from Him on how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a Talk to Vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veterans community and the caring and loving people who bring information, loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I have a lot to share on subjects we can learn from. Using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual, the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we're being called to. Each of us has a special place in this patrol. We have and are now continuing specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated and extremely skilled operations team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power as well, the universe knows none is awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors. Who can stand against us? Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Walk with us on the last patrol. Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall. Welcome to the Last Patrol Radio on Veterans Radio Ministry Network. We have a guest that's with us today, all the way from Effingham, Illinois, and his name is Jerry Wiesner. And Jerry is taking on an incredible project here. He's going to be starting the first Vet Fest, and this is going to be a remarkable project. And I will be giving you all the information how to get to it and when it's going to be. But Jerry is also a Vietnam veteran. Jerry, first of all, above everything else, welcome home, brother.
No, thanks. And I should point out that my name is not Weezer, it's Weesee.
Weesee.
That's okay.
Weesee. And, you know, I've got that written here, W-E-E-S-E-E, Weesee.
Actually, it's W-I-E-S-E.
Yeah, Linda gave me that. She said, you better spell it this way, Ted, so you can remember it.
You know what? I would have answered to that in mail call no matter what. So
yeah, that's right.
Okay. And I don't really live in Effingham. I live in Rantoul. But the festival will be held in Effingham. So I'm in Rantoul right now.
Now, where is Rantoul? How far is that from?
It's about 70 miles north of Effingham on I-57.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Crystal Lake? You know where Crystal Lake, Illinois is?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're talking about the place in Champaign-Urbana,
no,
there's a Crystal Lake there. Yeah.
No, this is the one that's up near Rockford, Illinois, up near the Wisconsin border.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I would not be familiar with that.
Listen, I want to talk a little bit about this event. And, Jerry, first of all, you were an Army veteran, I understand, a combat medic.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
thank you so much. You guys are priceless. You really are. Yeah. We are so glad that Dr. Linda Pugsley is going to be coming up there with us also. She was a Vietnam nurse and one of our angels. And we're just so happy that we're going to be riding together coming up from Florida for the event. But, Jerry, tell us a little bit about your experience and why, what was the catapult to get you to take on this event?
Well, you know, I came back from Vietnam like most people did, individual, you know, just my time to come home. I didn't come home with a unit. I didn't go with a unit. I went by myself and I came home by myself. And when I came home, I left a lot of good friends behind, you know, and you take the 22-hour flight from Da Nang, and next thing you know, you're stateside, you know, and the old saying, from the combat zone to the twilight zone, there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah, I came back home, and I felt so out of place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just totally out of place with my family and with other soldiers who had not been to Vietnam. And it just kind of bothered me a lot that I didn't have that feeling of responsibility and camaraderie that I had in Vietnam with my unit. I missed them a lot. And over the years, I tried to contact them. But, you know, we had these strange handles we attached to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was a combat medic, so mine was pretty simple to figure out. They called me Doc.
Right.
But we had several guys that we called Lifer Stan and Dusty and Gilligan and things like that, because these were the only names I knew them by. So when the time came to kind of look them up, I couldn't do that. You know, I had no idea what their real names were. Then I heard about this dedication in November of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hadn't heard a whole lot about that, but they were going to dedicate this thing in November, and something compelled me to go there. I just had to be there first to honor, you know, our fallen brothers, but secondary to that was to maybe see if I couldn't locate some of my buddies.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I had no idea there would be so many people there. Somebody had told me that they estimated that there was 250,000 Vietnam veterans there. And you could certainly tell who was a veteran and who was not a veteran. A lot of guys wore their boonie hats that they brought back from Vietnam. You know, and that was kind of a personal thing. You put your own little things on your hat and made it specific to you.
Yep.
The weather was rather nasty and cold and rainy. But I looked around for friends of mine. I couldn't find any. The background music was very somber. It really was. It was almost morbid in a way, and it probably should have been. But after I left and was on my way home, I got to thinking about so many veterans in one spot. And I thought, man, you know, it'd be great to have something like that to offer a space that could handle that kind of people. And I, of course, I was still working at the time and just didn't seem to have time for this, you know. But I always, in the back of my mind, I thought if I could ever do something like that, I would try. When I retired in 2007, I started putting my thoughts together again. What could I do to bring people together, especially the Vietnam veterans? And originally I thought about just strictly a Vietnam veteran festival. And I'll be honest with you, Ted, predominantly there's going to be a lot of Vietnam veterans there at the festival. But I decided not to forget other veterans that served in peacetime. You know, I'm looking at it this way. We all took an oath. We stand up there and we take an oath to defend this country with our very life. Now, we might be in peace at the time you take that oath. You don't know for a fact that the very next morning you might be at war, you know, and your life might be, you might be called to lay your life on the line for your country. It's what you said you would do, you know. Now, if you're lucky enough to serve your time out at Ice Station Zebra at the North Pole, Well, more power to you, but you're still a veteran and you're still important to this country. So I changed it from the Vietnam Veteran Festival to just Veterans Festival and tried to include as many people from Afghan, Iraq, Korea, and peacetime service, including the Coast Guard.
Oh, sure.
Now my first problem with this is I had no experience. No idea. Absolutely no idea what to do. But I knew that we had to have a space to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got no space, you've got no festival. And I knew that we couldn't do this in some city park. And we probably couldn't do it in some high school football field, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I had a Corvette at the time, and Mike Yeager, who owns Mid-America Motor Works in Effingham, has 140 acres of property that he has a Corvette festival every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they get over 8,000 Corvettes there and some big bands. And I remember being there and just falling in love with the property.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got an outdoor stage. He also has a Corvette museum, which is free to the public, which is very interesting. I kind of wondered if there wasn't some way that I could get the cooperation of the Yeagers. So I called the 1-800 number that you order parts through his catalog sales.
Uh-huh.
And a gentleman answered the phone, and I inquired, first of all, if they were an answering service or if they were, in fact, an employee of Mid-America Motor Works. And they said, they're an employee. I thought, oh, great. I said, is there anywhere I could talk to Mike Yeager for a moment? I said, well, you know, no. he's pretty busy. Can we maybe leave a message for him? So I said, yeah, this is Jerry Weese, and I'd like to talk to him about doing a veterans festival there at that property. So I left my return phone number,
mm-hmm.
hung up the phone. And my wife fixed me a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and within 5 minutes of the phone call, I'm eating peanut butter and jelly, and the phone rings. I mean, it was that quick. And I had a mouthful of peanut butter, and I didn't recognize the number.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I kind of picked the phone up and said, oh, hello. And the guy says, Jerry Weezy? I said, yeah. He says, this is Mike Yeager with Mid-America. And I didn't even have a presentation. I didn't know what I would say to convince him to let us use this property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I gulped some milk real quick to peanut butter down. And I said, Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got this idea to have a veterans festival. And I'd like to maybe use your property if that could be done. He said, stop right there. He said, I've got 7 brothers, and all 7 of them served in the military.
Wow.
He himself did not.
Mm-hmm.
But he had 7 brothers. They all served in the military. 2 of them went to Vietnam. And one of them got shot up real bad.
Mm.
So he said, he's all about the veterans. He said, so you can count me in right now. And I went, wow. You know, the biggest hurdle I thought I would have was finding a place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that became the easiest thing to jump over was that, you know, and I thought, I've got a place to do it, and now I got to figure out how to do it.
How to do it, and so, what we're going to do.
Yeah, yes. You know, what are you going to do? Well, you know,
yeah.
You want to have some vendors there, mm-hmm. that you know, can satisfy people's need to spend or look or whatever. You're going to need music,
mm-hmm.
you know, lots of it. You're going to need something for the children to occupy kids, because a lot of these veterans, such as myself, we're grandparents now. We do things for our families and grandkids, and you know, nobody wants to. No kid wants to stand around and listen to music all day long or people talk.
Right.
So we got pony rides for the kids. Schofield Zoo out of Decatur, Illinois, is bringing some animals up. To discuss, I think they're bringing some reptiles too,
mm-hmm.
small alligators, that kind of stuff, snakes and things that kids can touch, you know, if they want to. And people there are experts, and they will talk to the kids about these animals and how important they are to the ecosystem or whatever. So But, yeah, we got pony rides for the kids, and we even have a horse that is specifically trained to accommodate handicapped people. Now, I'm not too sure if I know exactly what that means, unless it means he doesn't spook at the sound of gunfire or take off, you know. And at any rate, if you're a handicapped person, be a veteran or a civilian, you can ride this horse, and he apparently knows what to do with you on his back.
Amazing. Amazing.
He got a kite demonstration, a guy that's, I'm not going to call him a professional kite flyer, but he is a competitive kite flyer. That's a better word. He's competitive. So he's really good, and he will show the kids and adults some of the stunts he can do in the sky. And then we also have a Huey helicopter that is coming in to give rides to anybody that, like myself, that might want one more magic carpet ride, you know, before we go. And, you know, that's going to be a big draw. We've got the 80% scale Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, 80% scale.
That's pretty big.
I think the next, that's the biggest one after. I mean, the probably the next one they make bigger would be 100% scale.
Dan, I think that one's in Washington.
Pardon?
I said, I think that one's in Washington, right?
That one's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's the one I went to in November of 82 to see them dedicate that, was the wall. You know, it's just, we're going to have a great time. At least I hope we are going to have a great time. With, you can't argue with Mother Nature if she wants to dump a lot of rain on you. You know, it might change things a lot. But we were making our plans and everything, and Mid-America Motor Works asked me to come in for a conference. So I went down there and sat down with them, and they asked me, they didn't demand, but they asked me, how would you feel about having another festival at the exact same time as your festival? And I said, well, what are you talking about? And they said that they have a Volkswagen festival every year in April. And then they usually get 1,000 Volkswagens and a lot of people off the streets.
Oh, great.
And it's been rained out for several years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old saying, April showers bring May flowers.
That's right.
You know, they've been rained out a lot, and it's affected their bottom line. And they said, if we could have that festival right next to your festival on the same exact dates, you know, we would be there to help you solve any issues that you may have, you know.
Wow.
And kind of guide you if there's anything you need because of our experience in festivals. And we would also be able to cover some of the costs that you would incur. For instance, the garbage pickup.
Sure.
They would pay for that, you know. Originally, we thought they'd pay for the insurance, but because we have a Huey helicopter coming, we're going to go ahead and get our own insurance on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but there's some things that we're going to share the cost. And because of the festival being right next to ours, they're going to take care of all the food vendors.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
All the food vendors in and the beer tent, you know, that kind of stuff. All we have to do is worry about our own vendors. Okay, so...
Jerry, that's amazing. That is amazing. So it's, you know, there's a couple connections here that are just, to me, it means so much. First of all, the Corvettes. All of us love Corvettes.
Gotta love
Corvettes. Oh, yeah. You had a Corvette. I one time was, you know, many years ago, finally got my dream Corvette and really loved it. And the Volkswagens, I saved my money when I was in Vietnam, and I came back, and the first thing I bought was a Volkswagen Camper. This was a 72 brand-new Volkswagen Camper, and it meant so much to me. It was, my dad was a printer, had his own little small print shop, and he took off for 30 days, had my uncle run the shop, and we got in that Volkswagen Camper and went traveling, went camping, went down all over the place, And that was a decompression time. Sitting out there in a campfire and talking to him, he was a World War II veteran. He was a Navy frogman, in the Pacific Theater. So, and he never talked about it until then, until we could both sit down and talk about it. And I tell you, that meant so much. It really put my head straight. So that when I think about Volkswagens and Volkswagen campers, I think about a real nice time in my life when I had one of those. What a great event that you're going to have there. And that's going to be fun to be able to go around and see all that different things and all the people that are coming there. That I understand that, you know, folks, you got to go to the website. It's really a great website. It's theveteransfestivalgroup.com. Again, it's theveteransfestivalgroup.com. And that's all one word. And VetFest 2018, it's going to be a great event. And just a few more. We got some time. This show is yours today. This is for you. For whatever time that we need, we have an hour program. But some of the folks that are coming are very, very interesting folks that you've got lined up. Tell us. Go ahead.
Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz.
Uh-huh.
Now, Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz was a Medal of Honor recipient in Vietnam, and he's going to speak to us on Saturday and Friday of the event. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he's just a great guy to talk to, great personality and sense of humor. I look forward to meeting him. We've got a couple of guys. Well, I don't know if I can say his name right. It's spelled D-U.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you say a do. And then Ha. He is a Vietnamese individual who was in the Vietnamese army. And after the fall of Saigon, he was captured and sent to a re-education camp. And he tried repeatedly to escape. And he tried and he tried and kept getting caught. And, you know, you think about it, the communists, they must have been beating him to death every time he did this. But on the seventh attempt, he made it. He got out, got away. And somehow, I don't know how, but he made his way to the United States. And the first thing he did when he got to the United States was he joined the U.S. Navy.
My gosh.
And he spent 20 years in the U.S. Navy, you know, and retired from the U.S. So he's not only is he a veteran of the Arvin Army, he's also a bona fide certified veteran of the U.S. Navy. And I do believe he's got a citizenship now, too. So he's just like me. He's a veteran.
That's outstanding.
That's all that matters. Another gentleman who's from Vietnam originally, his last name is pronounced Nguyen. It starts with an N. I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times. He was a lot younger. I want to say he made his way over here shortly after it might have even been the Saigon baby lift or something like that. But he was very, very young, and his memories of Vietnam are really kind of gray. And he's come over here, and he wants to thank Vietnam veterans. He knows that a lot of veterans have a lot of baggage on the way they were treated or mistreated, and guilt for losing, and you know, it isn't the same as some of the victory parades we've had before for other wars. And he understands that. And his contribution to festivals like mine is that he gets up and he thanks the veterans and lets them know that if it wasn't for our effort and sacrifices, he would still be in Vietnam. But instead, he's a prosperous American, okay? And he's got a daughter was in Annapolis, you know, going to the Naval Academy of Annapolis. And he just wants to thank as many veterans as he can and let people like myself know it wasn't all in vain. There were some good things that came out of this, you know.
You bet.
Another speaker, which I haven't put on the schedule yet, I'm still talking with him, is a gentleman named Paul Lewis. That probably doesn't mean much to anybody out there in radio land, but Paul Lewis was one of the original Iranian hostages. Spent 444 days in captivity in Tehran he lives in this neck of the woods. And I've spoken to him a couple of times, and he's indicated that he might be able to come up and talk to the group, explain to them what happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cycle of events, I guess, of how it led up to this, how he was treated, and the moment of release, I guess. And I was wanting to get a POW to speak, and I couldn't really find a POW. And I asked Paul, I said, do you have, are you considered a POW? He said, well, I do have the POW medal.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was good,
yeah.
good enough for me then. He was a POW. So I was able to get that, you know. Trying to think, we've got people that will speak on behalf of how to file a claim. Any tips?
No, good,
you know,
good.
On mm-hmm. filing claims and notices of what do they call it? Notice of, I can't think of it. I'm having a senior moment. disagreement. Notice
yes,
of disagreement.
Yes.
Okay. And also we have people that will speak about PTSD and Agent Orange,
mm-hmm.
you know, and bring light to that. We'll probably have a recruiter, which I think is a good avenue to recruit people. It's an all-volunteer service we got now.
Yep.
So they will be quite welcome there. Pass out their flyers to the next generation. Now, we may have a blood bank, a mobile blood bank there, sucking blood out of it as people as they can. And I believe that a Sigma, and I'm probably not saying that right, but it's a medical, portable medical unit, will be there on hand to take blood pressure mm-hmm. and your body mass index. So, you know, it's a chance to get a little healthy, well, free healthy advice and check on your blood pressure and your blood sugar and that kind of stuff. It'll also be air conditioned. So some people probably just go in there to get the air conditioned. Now, I should point out that it's an outdoor amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's outdoor, there aren't any seats to speak of. So anyone that does show up should bring lawn chairs or a blanket that they could spread out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it might not be a bad idea to bring an umbrella in case it rains.
Yep.
Or an umbrella in case it gets so hot that you want to keep the sun off of you. Maybe some mosquito repellent if it's going to be later in the evening, and some sunscreen. Okay, those are the things that I would recommend you bring with you. The parking is free, so you don't have to pay for any parking. So if you
mm-hmm.
come in the car, you got your lawn chairs in the trunk, you don't want to drag them around, that's fine. You can go get them later. But you can feel free to set them up or the blanket and get ready for any show or that you want. We got some really good music. I mean, we got some really good music. I've listened to these guys on their videos,
mm-hmm.
and this isn't your average garage type bands. These guys have actually made albums, and they will be there to sell their albums and sign any albums mm-hmm. that people buy. And talk to the people if you have any questions about the bands. And we got the country western, and we've got rock and roll, you know, from the 60s and the 70s. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. You know? Trying to think of all the things. Oh, pets. Yes, pets are quite welcome there.
Great.
Okay, so if you got a family pet, and I got one right now between my legs and my chair, I'm laying my lazy boy talking to you, and whenever I kick a lazy boy's seat up, he finds his spot right now, and it's between my legs. You know? So he'll be there, but the pets, of course, have got to be contained on a leash. You can't let your dogs run free, and that's the one thing. And aggressive behavior, you know, you got to be careful of that. You know, sometimes dogs, when they meet each other, they don't hit it off too well for some reason, you know. We're going to have watering stations for the dogs throughout. You know, we don't want the dogs to get overheated either.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we'll have some areas where the dogs can get a free drink of cold water. Let's see, what else would I need to tell you? Well, the price, for one thing,
mm-hmm.
the cost to get into the festival is $15 for adults,
mm-hmm.
kids under 12 would be $12, and then kids under 6 would be free. Now, those prices are good for the entire 4 days. So, you know, if you came Friday and you wanted to come back Saturday, you wouldn't have to pay again.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, we're going to give you a silicone bracelet that's got the VetFest 2018 on it. You know, you can bathe with it, whatever you want to do with it. But it's not a stamp that'll wash off in the shower. And you can keep it as a souvenir when it's done. You know, so when you pay at the gate, just get this and you go, you know, do what you want to do. And if you want to come back later, you're free to do that. And as in, you know, I mean, let's face it, myself, I can't live off of elephant ears or corn dogs. You know, I mean, you want a real meal deal. And Bethlehem has got some fantastic restaurants scattered throughout the town. So if you wanted to leave and go get a sit-down meal with a menu and a waitress and, you know, that kind of stuff, feel free to. We are going to have camping on site. Now, I'm bringing my motor home, and anybody's welcome to bring a motor home, a fifth wheel, a pop-up, a tent, whatever you want to bring, bring. There are some charges associated with that, but they're not bad considering everything that you get. You get, you're right there. You know, I mean, you're just right there. The thing is, it's primitive camping only. You know, so there won't be any electric hookup or water hookup, nothing like that. So you would be better off if you're self-contained in my motorhome. As an example, it is. It has 75 gallons of fresh water, and it has a generator to keep everything running. So, you know, if you're self-contained, you won't have any problem. If you're in a tent, you know, well, I don't know. I mean, there might be a garden hose on the side of a building someplace that you could take a cold shower if you so desire. But, you know, well, one thing there is, Ted, is just a short hop, skip, and a jump away as you come off of I-57 is a truck stop.
Yes.
And they have showers there. You know, I mean, you know, I don't know what they charge for a shower, but if a person wants it, and they got women's showers too, because there's so many women truck drivers, you know. But if a person just wants a really good shower, that might be the place to go. You know?
Oh, that's great. Maybe we can set up like a MASH camp and then have a.
Well, you know.
That might be something neat to do next time, you know.
Yeah. You know, Lieutenant Colonel Pugsley is bringing something like a MASH unit. She's going to set up a medical display, I guess.
Yeah, she has.
Something that would be. Have you seen this before?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've actually helped her set that up many times. She has a.
Is it like a MASH unit?
It's like a MASH tent, and I guess she's trying to get the. Let's put this word out now. She's connected with the Civil Air Patrol. She's trying to get an Army medium tent that a lot of the Civil Air Patrols and anybody out there that has one that could bring one would really help. That's what we need to get that set up because she has donated her tent to a museum here in Florida, so she doesn't have access to it anymore. But if we can get she's going to try to contact the Civil Air Patrol, who she's a chaplain for, and try to see if they can get the Civil Air Patrol kids out there to help set it up. And the display that she has inside is pretty neat. It's pretty authentic, and we've seen that for years. And speaking about Colonel Pugsley, Colonel Dr. Linda Pastor Pugsley, she was my mentor before I became a pastor, and for years and years I taught Sunday school at the church, and she kind of took me under her wing and guided me along. And then after my time with the Moody Bible Institute, being educated for my ministry, I was ordained as a pastor, and it's been a wonderful a time that Linda and I have done a lot of events together. We're kind of like a tag team. We've gone where she was a guest speaker, or I was a guest speaker, or she would do the invocation, or I would do the invocation at different events. It always seems that it worked out, and we're so happy and so pleased that it worked out that we could both come up to be able to be at your event also. And I'm all about dogs, and as an ex-canine handler, I'm all about dogs, and I'm I see on the website, when you take a look at the wall, the information about the wall that the United States Dog Association, or War Dog Association, is part of this also.
They're a sponsor of the wall.
Sponsor of the wall, and that's great. Yeah. I mean, it's super, and I think they're really going to enjoy it because we're going to plan something special for that, and I'll talk to you off the air about that, about the wall and about the War Dog Association. We have some time left. We've got about 10-15 minutes before we have to wrap it up. But going back to what we were talking about, all veterans, this is so important. It's so important for folks and to understand that the Vietnam era, us guys, we're getting a little bit, as they say, long in tooth.
And, yeah, we are.
And what we have to do is we've got to reach out to these other veterans that are behind us, these young guys that are behind us, because they're going to have to carry on these traditions. They're going to have to carry on these events and so forth, because it's all about getting our folks together again. As you mentioned, during the Vietnam War, we did not go over as groups. We went over as individuals, or maybe two or three guys at a time, you know, leaving from one place, but it was never like it is now, and we bonded over there, and we made lifelong friends over there, and I'm so excited and proud that one of my best friends, who was a sheriff of Lake County, Indiana, is going to be there at the event. He's coming down there, and he was my best friend in Vietnam, and we've been in contact for years now, and he's coming down, and he's going to bring his big German Shepherd down there. We are just a veterans event. A reunion event, a festival like this, is so important, not only for the veterans, but also for the families, because they get a chance to meet some people and see the other veterans that are out there and feel that bond that we all have. Because, as you said, we raised our hand and we swore an allegiance and swore an oath to defend, protect the Constitution of the United States of America, and that oath has not been rescinded. I have never signed a paper that said that we've been relieved of that oath. We still have it. We still believe in this country, and you're going to see America's best there. You're going to see some of the true heroes, and it doesn't matter what they did in the military.
You know,
it's so important.
I can interrupt you just for a second.
Yes.
Ed, one of the things that we're planning on doing is having a re-enlistment oath taken.
Mm.
Lieutenant Colonel Bugsy, I call her Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be administered by an officer.
Yes.
But if anybody wants, any veterans want to take the oath of allegiance again, they're welcome to do it.
Wow.
They're not going to be called to duty, but that doesn't mean they can't take. It's kind of like getting married a second time.
Or to the same wife. Right.
To the same wife. And I did that on my 25th anniversary. I remarried my
outstanding.
Wife.
Outstanding.
To do that. But, whatever. If you want to take the oath again, I know I will. And I'm sure
I will,
you
too.
Will.
You bet.
Yeah, we will do that.
Oh, that is outstanding. What a great idea. What a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
It might get into the World Book of Records as the most people taking the oath at one time. I don't know.
What a great idea. You know, sometimes this old guys like yourself come up with some good ideas, you know?
It happens once in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in a blue moon. Need to celebrate that. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. The other things that the beautiful area that you're going to have this event in, entertainment's lined up, the speakers are lined up. The dates of it are so important, folks. The dates are June 14th through June 17th at VetFest. And want to find more information out, like I said, please go to that website, and that website will direct you. It's a great website, matter of fact. You guys did a great job on that. It's beautiful, beautiful website.
I designed that entirely by myself.
You are amazing. You are amazing.
I mean, I got the GoDaddy account and everything, uh-huh. and started designing this thing. And I was amazed at how well that came out afterwards. And I thought, man, and I've been complimented by a lot of people, and they just can't believe. As a matter of fact, Ed, an American Legion, I believe, contacted me from New Jersey, and they said, after the Veterans Festival is over with, we'd like to talk to you about designing a website for us.
And I thought, hey, now you got a new career.
I could go into business doing this.
Absolutely. And you don't have to leave your couch. And your dog can stay right with you.
Yeah, I can do it in my office, not have to leave, you know. I'd probably do it for nothing. I kind of got the hang of it now. It's kind of a real big thing. But I have had a lot of nice, kind compliments about how nice that website looks. But, yeah, I did that entirely on my own in my office at home. Wonders never mean. Here again, it's kind of like getting the site. I didn't think that would be that easy, and it was.
Uh-huh.
And designing the website was fairly easy for me. Just like the flyer, if you've got a copy of the flyer that I had, I designed that as well. You know, so a lot of these things that I'm doing, I didn't think I could ever do something like this. You know, I'm doing okay, I guess.
You know,
just hope that everyone feels at the very end of the festival that they got their money's worth.
Yeah.
And you know, because you do want to make sure people feel good about it.
Sure.
So they come back next year. I thought about putting a suggestion box out there, and I thought, man, maybe I should do that.
No, the secret is you put a very small suggestion box with a very tiny little opening in it.
Yeah, about the size of, put the suggestions on a little note, stick it notes.
That's right. Jerry, you mentioned, you know, doing something first time, like doing the websites, and that tells me something. We can accomplish so much, and there's so many veterans out there that once they get out of the service, you know, they come across a part of their life where they feel like they're useless. Now, what can we do? They're not doing what they would like to do. Us older guys, the older Vietnam vets, would love to be out there running and gunning, but we can't anymore. So the Lord will find, if we ask the right questions and let the Lord take control, He can do some amazing things in our life. He can give us some talents that we are open some doors that we actually had no idea were there and available to us. Your web design is one of those it's a standout. It shows that, wow, we have hidden talents that the Lord's got, and if we're using it for Him, boy, He's going to make it great.
So true.
Military displays. What kind of military displays you're going to have? I see that also in the event.
Well, one thing I should have mentioned was the traveling museum.
Yes.
There is a museum called Through Their Eyes. And I actually saw this museum in Leroy, Illinois a few years back, and I was blown away by how neat this was. And it's all owned by one individual. And the only thing I can tell you about this, it's several tents. He's from Florida or Georgia.
Yes, I've seen this before. Yes.
He's got, it's pretty much from the Vietnam War. He's got a fantastic collection of pictures, weapons, equipment, uniforms. It brought back a lot of memories for me walking through his tents and looking at this stuff. And it's not replicated. It's authentic.
Yes,
stuff.
Yes, it is.
You know, of course, the weapons are behind a locked enclosure.
You bet.
And I'm sure they've been demilled anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you take your grandkids into this tent, you can kind of show them what a rucksack looked like or a boonie hat or a jungle fatigues and that kind of stuff and a mess kit. It's just a very neat museum, and he's committed. He's going to be there at his museum. I want to say we've got some other, I'm trying to think, and I'm getting one of them senior moments where I can't remember everything. but we're going to have some people, I believe, that make leather jackets, and they have designs for veterans that they can do on the back of a, you know, Army, Navy, that kind of thing, or particular to an event, you know, Cold War veterans, a Desert Storm, Afghanistan or Vietnam, that kind of thing. I believe we're going to have a character, and I can't say this, a character artist that draws pictures of you, you know, and if you got, like, you think about Jay Leno, that big long chin.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll draw a picture of you and make it a little bit like these political cartoon guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're called starving artists. Yep. They want to sit there. I mean, I would have one done of me if I had the time to do it, you know. But like I said, I would like to have a lot of military vendors, but unfortunately, there's not going to be a lot of them. There'll be some, maybe next year. And the reason is this, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to a lot of them, the question that they ask me right off the bat is, "How many people are going to be there?"
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how do you answer that question? You know, we've never done this before, so we have no idea. Well, they want to be at events that have got track records of that.
Yes, yes.
15,000 people, you know, whatever, where they know that they'll probably make X amount of dollars for that. And I can't tell them, you know, that there's going to be that many people. I hope. I bought 10,000 silicone bracelets, and I hope we get rid of every one of them, you know.
You bet.
We'll just have to wait and see. The thing about the Volkswagen Festival is that anyone from our festival is free to go over there to that festival.
Oh, good.
You know, and look at the, no charge, look at the Volkswagens, look at any displays that they have as well. So it should be okay. It should be okay.
That's going to be really fun. It's going to be really interesting. Yeah. I'm so looking forward to being able to spend some time with you there. And I think Linda and I are going to try to get there a little bit early so we can set up. And I know she's going to get that tent set up and whatever we have to do. But we are just we're looking forward to it. I'm getting ready to go Thursday. I'll be going to the Florida 31st Annual Vietnam and All Veterans Reunion in Melbourne, Florida. And if you can do what they do there, it takes time to build it up a little bit. But last year they had 85,000 people there. It gives you an idea how big. It's the largest veterans event in the country. That museum that you talked about is there every year, the traveling museum.
Okay, he'll
be there. And we'll be there with our last patrol unit performing the presentation of the last patrol in Vietnam. And also we'll have our canine unit there that's part of that. We are so looking forward to being able to come up there and visit with you guys and be able to help any way we can. We're also going to be setting up right now to be able to do live broadcasting from the event, and which would go out over the air on the Omega Radio Network. And we're going to do all we can leading up to this event to try to, as they say in radio, to plug this event for you, whatever we can do. And we just ask folks that if you're in the area, or if you're traveling around out there, and I talked to a guy up in northern New York who's with the Christian Motorcycle Association and the Christian Combat Motorcycle Association, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's planning on bringing a group of his guys there to come. So
that's great.
And they have, you know, trailers with their motorcycles in them and so forth. And these are a good group, the Combat Motorcycle Association. And so we're trying to get the word out, and I'm going to spread the word also out in Melbourne. All the folks I talk to, and of course Linda's going to spread the word too. And every place we talk, we're going to say, "Hey, what are you guys doing in June? We got something I think you're going to like." If there's anything that we can do for you here, if you need anything, just please give us a call back, and we're here to help. And you've got a tremendous amount of work that's been done. How long have you been planning this event? It's been over 2 years, hasn't it? Almost 3 years.
Yes, it's been over 2 years. Yeah.
Because I remember hearing about it way 2 years ago when Linda was telling me about it, and we kind of kept our ears to the wind and looked out there and on the websites and kind of watching, following this, and this is going to be an outstanding event. And First time.
It does have the makings to be, and if anything,
mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of the other events have got years of experience.
Sure.
But this location is so perfect.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And it's so easy to get to that I'm hoping that it will be a yearly thing long after I'm gone, you know, that it'll continue to go on with the volunteers in charge mm-hmm. instead of me, you know. But it's just, I'm so excited about this. I am so excited. And I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of excited when it's going to be over too, so I can relax a little bit, you know.
Yeah, this is 2.5 years of building up and building up and building up, and
yeah,
I know there's going to
put everything on hold.
Yes.
I'm a big flight simulator enthusiast.
Uh-huh.
I mean, big time into this stuff, and I haven't flown a flight simulator for 2.5 years. And the other day, I looked at this and I thought, no, don't get sidetracked. You know? You start doing this, you start doing that, and you'll be doing it every day.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
I also still build model cars and airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't put any models together, you know, and I still buy them. But I just don't put them together because I know I better not get involved in that right now.
Yeah, you can't cannot distract your time. You've got to really marshal your time right now because this is getting close.
My wife and I discussed was when the event was over, we discussed going, I think it's in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
to the Noah's Ark.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that in Kentucky?
Yes, it is. It's outside of Cincinnati.
Outside of Cincinnati.
In Kentucky.
Okay. Well, we discussed going out there and seeing that. I just can't wait to do something like that and just take a mini vacation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just unwind. And either we're going to be crying the boo-hoos about how it didn't work or we'll be, you know, just flabbergasted how well it did work.
And then you'll start building up excitement for next year.
Gotcha. Yeah. And when you come back, you start planning for next year.
That's right. That's usually when you do it. That's the best time to do it is right after the event because everything's still fresh in your mind and what needs to be done.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, listen, we're running close to time here. I want to thank you again for joining us today. And we will get this out to you. I'll edit it and I'll send it to you by and so you can put it on the website, whatever you want to do with it. If you want to use it for a promotion or so forth, and of course, we're going to get this out to our syndicators so they can start airing this. It is it's a great event. I know that the folks are really going to enjoy it. We're going to ask the good Lord's favor to keep the rain off of it and make it a nice, sunny, beautiful day, and that vets are able to come in and be able to see each other, talk to each other, being part of that brother and sisterhood, and the general public too. Come in there and see. Well, let's reach out to the patriots. Let's reach out to those that love this country. It doesn't matter if you served it or not. Come to the event and be around all of a group of people that really do care and are glad that you're there. I gave a speech not too long ago, and one of the things that I said at the event was, about us Vietnam veterans that, you know, we always said welcome home to each other. And we hear this, Jerry, we hear where people are saying, thank you for your service, thank you for your service. And that kind of singles out, you know, that's kind of a catch-all for everybody. And I thought, you know, maybe it should be a little more generalized for the Vietnam veteran because we never got the welcome home. So I said, well, why don't we say thank you for your service and welcome home, Vietnam veteran. And right now I want to say this to all my brothers and sisters out there. Thank you for your service. Welcome home, Vietnam veterans. Welcome home, Afghanistan. Welcome home, Iraq. Welcome home, all the veterans who served. Wartime, peacetime, Cold War, you're important to us because you are America's best. You are the brave in the home of the brave. And we are so proud and to be in that number. And we're so honored to be able to help this event any way we can. Jerry, it's been great talking to you. And,
it's been great talking to you too, Ted.
And we are looking forward to see you soon. God bless you. Oh, one other quick thing. I understand you're going to have some services there too, some church services.
Yeah, that'll be on Sunday.
Okay.
And we're going to have a gospel singer and minister her name is Sue Ann. I'm trying to think of her last name.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many names, and I just see your moment. But
okay.
She has what they call an angelic voice.
There you go.
She is really, really nice voice. I'm talking to her to see if she can also do the national anthem on opening day.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sue Ann. Doggone it, Ted.
Hold on a second. Go. And her name is?
Sue Ann O'Neill.
Okay. Good.
And she's a pastor, and she's going to have a brief Sunday morning service.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by some gospel music until 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, we will probably shut down for everything. We'll be shut down because we'll have to disassemble the wall and have that repacked back in the truck, mm-hmm. I think, by 5 p.m., something like that. But, yeah, Sunday is pretty much going to be for her. You know, I know some people will leave, not because they're not, they're not faithful,
right.
But because they want to hit the road.
Right.
And I asked Sue Ann if she wouldn't, before she closes, give a prayer for safe travels.
Oh, good.
A lot of people are going to be going a great distance back home, and I know they're going to be excited, and they're going to want to talk about this and that, but they really need to keep their minds on the business and that's driving safely, especially these days.
Yes, indeed.
So she'll say a prayer for safe travels, and then that'll be it. It'll be in the history books.
On the moving wall, is that going to be open 24/7?
Yes,
I mean 24. Okay, and so folks will be able. I want to let you know also that Pastor Linda Pugsley and myself will be at that wall anytime that that we're not entertaining whatever. That's part of our mission. Our church mission is to be chaplains at the wall, just to be there, just to be able to talk, or just to be there in case somebody needs it. Well, that about wraps it up for our time. Thank you so much, Jerry. And if you stand by 1 second, and we'll be talking to you. But, folks, again, it's Vet Fest, and it's going to be June 14th, 2018, from June 14th to June 17th in Effingham, Illinois. And Mid-America Motor Works is 2900 North 3rd Street in Effingham, Illinois. Folks, this is an event that we hope you get a chance to come to, and hope you get a chance to talk to folks out there and bring some friends with you. Thanks again. Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall. Thank you for listening to The Last Patrol Radio Show. The Last Patrol Radio Show is a production of Veterans Radio Ministries. Veterans Radio Ministries is a ministry of Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida. You can reach us by going to veteransradioministries.com. Again, that's veteransradioministries.com. If you'd like to contact us, please do so. Thank you for supporting, and thank you for listening to The Last Patrol Radio Show. Tell your friends about it. Email your friends about it. Text them, Twitter, tweet, whatever you do, but spread the word of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to The Last Patrol.
We were proud to call him brother. We were proud of what he'd done. Would it have been any different if America had won? Not too late to thank him or tell him that you miss him. You can tell him that you love him. Touch his name upon the wall. One of a million unsung heroes, the story forever goes untold. Left his soul in numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol.